Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. A lot of news today to get to. Of course, later in the broadcast, about an hour, a little less than an hour from now, Lowell Ponte, former editor of Reader's Digest. His writings have been all over Wall Street Journal, what have you, all major publications. He's become a real good friend of the show. We're excited to have him on again. Obviously, there's several big, big current events to talk about with him. He'll be joining us. In the meantime, news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour, as always.
It's great to be back again, Dan.
I got to think of, you're here so much, I got to think of a different way to introduce
you.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm here.
Put you in the Christmas lighted corner.
Yeah, exactly. With the lights on.
with the lights on today. You know, with the Trump wearing watch, Christmas lighted corner. Obviously a lot of big news stories this weekend, huge, massive stories. We talked about this ad nauseum. It's almost comical if it wasn't so serious. Your first reaction hearing Jeffrey Epstein is dead?
Joke. Didn't believe it. Said, what in the world is going on here? Didn't believe one word of it. I said, this is El Chapo. Somebody dug a hole out underneath the place and funneled them out of there.
Well, I was even talking with Todd before the show, and there's probably four or five substantial theories that are being floated out there, mm-hmm. and every one of them, or something different, could be the reality, truth.
Yeah, everyone could.
I mean, you hear, well, where'd you hear that? Well, I heard it on the internet. Well, that's where we're at with stuff like this. Let me tell you what I've heard on the internet. Yeah. I mean, really, that's just as reliable as the corporate media on these type of things.
Probably more.
Right. You got a better chance. Well, there's a reporter out of New York who has basically brought into question if he was switched or not.
I've heard that.
That a van came up, he was being moved. Supposedly he was talking to the people there at the jail, meaning Epstein. I mean, I've heard all kind of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard all kind of conflicting reports. I don't know what the story is. Here's what I probably do believe.
Okay.
He's not in his jail cell anymore.
That's what
I do believe.
That's probably 100% true.
Stories like this, I can barely trust the media to give me a baseball score, much less if a report on the most radioactive material, the most radioactive testimony ever. I mean, maybe it's ever in America. I don't know. That's probably strong, but certainly one of the top five most radioactive testimonies possibly that we could have ever heard from. Jeffrey Epstein with connections, detailed journals, connections to Mossad all the way. He was running an operation in connection with the FBI. The FBI was using him as an asset to blackmail, to get information.
As much blackmail on anybody you possibly could.
Like, what's the guy? Not Hoover. Oh, my gosh. J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, kind of basically a modern-day J. Edgar Hoover operation.
Yeah, he had a
operation.
Dossier on everybody, just like James McKinney.
Yeah, just like James McKinney's website.
Yeah.
Something about everything.
Yeah. Except these are about facts, not people.
All those things are true. And we've seen evidence that makes us believe they're true. FBI connection, Mossad connection. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
There's no getting around
this. No getting around it.
Look, he was extremely connected. He went to, it's now being called Pedophile Island in Little St. James.
On the Lolita Express.
On the Lolita Express.
They called that plane the Lolita Express.
Dershowitz went there. I mean, a lot of.
Yeah, that's good. Who didn't go?
Donald Trump.
That's right.
Donald Trump didn't. And believe me, they've tried to say that he did.
Yeah.
Or tried to find anybody to say he did, and even the witnesses are saying that. What does that mean? I don't know. What I do know is if he is now not going to testify, this kind of throws the investigation up in the air.
Yeah.
Where is this? Mm-hmm. Where are we going with this now?
You know, I got two scenarios.
All right, let's hear it.
One, they gave him that Romeo and Juliet drug.
So it makes him seem like he's dead.
Make it seem like he's dead. And then they hauled him out. And number two, they killed him. because a warning to anybody else out there, keep your mouth shut.
I tend to think that, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, if let's put it this way, if they really did kill him, that's a signal to all the other people, the information, like, I can't even remember her name, the Maxwell, the daughter of Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell,
yeah.
Who supposedly was Epstein's, what would you call
it? Procurer.
Procurer, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word. Okay, doesn't it send a signal to all those people that, this is life or death, I better squeal right now?
Or hide.
Or hide.
Yeah, go into hiding.
I mean, I better do one or the other.
One or the other, yeah.
So, I tend to, this is just me just thinking this. I don't have any reason I don't know what the truth is here.
No.
I tend to think that he was either switched or given a drug to make it look like he was dead. They pulled him out, and then now he's sitting on some island getting plastic surgery somewhere.
Yeah, probably down on his own island.
Yeah.
They hadn't shut that thing down yet.
Well, I doubt that because they got the drones going over it all the time, taking all kind of pictures of it. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But that's why because that would just tend to, and Epstein's not stupid. Would he not say to somebody, hey, if I die, make this public? Yeah. Or if I, I mean,
you know, 50-50.
I'm 60-40. Yeah. I'm a little over 50-50.
But he's dead or he's alive?
Well, some very powerful people did not want him to testify. There's a lot of articles, obviously. One by Michael Snyder. Let me get to it. 7 unanswered questions. What, Todd? Dave in New York is calling. Okay, I'll get to Dave in just 1 second. Let's go over this article. Hang on, Dave, and I'll get to you. We got a caller. Just hang on right there, Dave. Let's see. 7. See, now I'm thrown off. Now my computer's not working. Okay, this is not cool.
And now they're begging for the film, you know, because they supposedly have the camera in there, you know, looking at everything. So we'll find out if it's shut off or not. And I wouldn't even trust that film anyway, because they can CGI it or whatever they call it, and they can make...
Just like Running Man.
Yeah, exactly. Just make like, any kind of film, whatever they want to put on that film, they can do it. So you can't trust the film. So, whatever happened to the guards?
Okay, here's the questions that he poses.
Oh, right.
And we'll just kind of go over the questions. A lot of them, what you're saying. Number one, why are the autopsy results being delayed? New York said they completed the autopsy. Mm-hmm. Okay, then why haven't we seen it? Why has it been made public? That's a good question.
Good question.
What will the cameras show?
Yeah, nothing.
And that's what we found. Nothing. The cameras, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know how crazy this is, how stupid this is? You have the most infamous, I mean, I don't know, who's more infamous? I mean, he's way more infamous than El Chapo. Way more.
Way more.
Way more. It's not even close.
Nope.
I mean, is there another person that you can think of in the last century that's been arrested that's a more infamous arrest?
Nope.
And more, I can. I mean, off the
maybe
top.
Maybe Dylan. Back in the 30s.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's probably Dylan, probably at the time.
Yeah.
Probably at the time.
Mm-hmm. They made a big stink about that. But
okay. All right. Maybe.
Maybe.
So maybe
but he's
Dylan.
In the category. Same data
okay.
category as Dylan.
What will the camera show? The cameras, ladies and gentlemen, we are being told, this is what we're told, they were turned off.
Why?
This tells you all. It's just, you know what this is like? This is like the guy who was shooting up the El Paso Walmart, right?
There's three of them.
And yeah, whatever. Yeah. I mean, we can argue all day. Well, these witnesses said this, and what, this doesn't make sense, and this, what, da, 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 da. Okay, here's what you need to know about that. Who changed his Facebook page after he was arrested? It's the same thing with this. Did Jeffrey Epstein turn off his video camera? I mean, it's ridiculous. So obviously there's a conspiracy involved.
Yeah.
Obviously with the shooter in Walmart, there is the very definition of a conspiracy is two or more people conspiring together for some end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously this is a conspiracy.
Obviously.
What will the camera show? Nothing. That's number two question. Number three, why was Jeffrey Epstein taken off suicide watch? You got me. You remember when we initially heard this story, what did we say?
Yeah, there's 15 cameras on him. How's he going to be able to do anything?
No, we said put him in a rubber room, put him in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Have double guards independent of each other, all watching him at all time, 15 cameras on him 100% of the time, and feed him with a tube if you need to,
that's
whatever.
Right.
Just
keep him alive.
Just keep him alive.
And if he is dead, the guy who is looking for him is going to serve the rest of his sentence.
Yeah. Why did the guards break prison rules and not check on him every 30 minutes? We are finding that night. Friday? See, now I'm getting my days. I think it's Friday night into Saturday. The guards stopped doing their routine checks. How in the world? Routine checks?
Who gave that order?
How in the world? Right.
Who gave that order?
It's a simple. You can't find that out.
He should either go to jail. I don't know if that's legal or lawful for him to go to jail, or at least lose his job.
Well, they're all in on it.
Yeah.
At the MCC, the Metropolitan Correction Center.
Racket Club.
Jeez Louise. Okay, so every 30 minutes, and this to me is ridiculous in and of itself. To me. In this, I put this a little, it's obviously, I'm not going to be like Beto and blame Trump for everything, but I do a little bit on his administration. You have him in jail. Trump doesn't go to the AG. I want him out of New York.
Yeah.
I want him in a facility that we control. I want him in the military grade security system. That's what I want. Why didn't he say that?
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Well, it sure didn't happen.
No,
it did not happen. Every 30 minutes, which is ridiculous. You have a guard on somebody like that. You have double guards.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
You have to keep him alive.
Right. You have guards on him 100% of the time. Not every 30 minutes we're checking. This isn't some drug dealer.
Nope.
Or some, rapist. This is
the kingpin.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything.
For political power, using pedophilia, God only knows what else, to bribe the whole political machinery, all the way connections up to the FBI, to the IRS. This, you talk about the deep state's tentacles.
Right.
This is, the tentacle.
He's got dirt on all of them.
Why would Jeffrey Epstein try to kill himself when he was adjusting so well to prison life? according to the Prison Insider, there was no indication he might try to take his own life. From what I saw, he was finally starting to adjust to prison. Other people had even said that he was doing very well. And somebody in there said somebody who had been in that prison said there was no way he would have had anything to kill himself. The sheets or those paper sheets, they're not strong enough to even, there's.
Well, he's probably getting conjugal visits. That's what made him so happy.
Why? He's got to keep the business going.
That's right.
He's got
to test out the new product.
Oh, geez, that's bad.
That was bad. Sorry.
Why did Jeffrey Epstein tell guards that someone was trying to kill him? So supposedly Jeffrey Epstein told. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Sounds like setup.
Yeah, this is. He telling the guards somebody's trying to kill me.
Well, what did the guard do? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then stop checking on him.
Yeah, stop checking on him.
Okay, Jeffrey, we'll mark that down. We'll write that down. How could he kill himself in a prison where the cells had been specifically designed to prevent that from happening? Well, that's a good question. Those are the seven questions. I think every one of them is a good question. I think every one of them is not answerable or not answered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Let's move on. Get to Dave.
Yeah, let's talk to Dave now. That's it. Bingo. There's no use talking about any of this anymore.
Yeah.
Dave in New York, you're live on the Power Hour. Dave in New York.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've got to get something documented today because I said it on a local radio, a small station here, and I've got to get it out to the world because it's rather something that should be heard by the world, not just a local station. And years ago, I had taken a test in New York State. I explained it to Joyce one time, and it was observational skills and that type of thing. And against 15,000 people, I came in within the top 1.5%. I didn't take the job, but I did turn my that type of thing, if you will, over to Jesus and God. And when it did that, it became turbo-powered. At any rate, things happen that, you know, I won't get into all of that, but what I want to get to right off is after Flight 800 happened, you know, they came up with a theory as to how it happened, you know, and supposedly electrical shortage and all this other nonsense. Well, in my county, you know, I'm about 11 miles east of Albany, and I was doing work for someone in, you know, up a little bit in the mountain country. It's called the town of Grafton, probably 15 miles away from Albany, New York. And, you know, back in, you know, those days, I was always talking, you know, politics and conspiracy type stuff and all. And the guy who I'm doing work for said, and he was very proud, you know, he goes, it was my son's theory that they used as to why Flight 800 came down. Now, you know, there's 160,000 people in my county, and there's probably 330 million in the United States at that point in time. What are the odds on me talking to the guy whose son's theory, thesis, if you will, not reality, was used, you know, as to how Flight 800 came down? You know, that's beyond a tale, but the whole idea is, again, God is using me. I talked to this gentleman. It was his son. This guy was about 56 years old. I assume his son was probably in his mid-30s or whatever, and I used his little theory there to determine how Flight 800 came down. Just so everybody knows, it was a theory. It wasn't a reality as to how it came down. And I just really want to get that out there because it gives me coverage, too, because now it's out there, okay?
Explain. We're talking about, give us some context. You're talking about 9/11 when the flight came down, or what are you talking
about? No, Flight 800 was the one that was shot down over Long Island Sound.
Long Island, supposedly with rockets.
Oh, yeah. Recently.
Well, it's not that recent.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah.
It blow up in the air, and then somebody said they saw a rocket come from Long Island to shut it down.
Oh, okay,
Out in the shipping lane, if you will. One of the people out there was the person that didn't die with Ron Brown over there at that trade thing over in, I don't know, where were they, Yugoslavia or someplace. The one guy that didn't take the plane there when Ron Brown was doing business for Clinton or whatever. And that's just a coincidence. I'm sure that particular person was, you know, the only one that could spill the beans, and he ended up coming down because there was other things going on. But, no, Flight 800 was I know people that were down there and saw the missile or whatever it was go up and plane down and all the cover up and that stuff.
Hey, let me ask you specifically. You live in New York. I mean, you maybe know a little bit about this environment. What do you make of this Epstein in jail? Now he's dead. I mean, what do you make of this?
I'll tell you exactly what, again, 2 weeks ago on, you know, local radio here, where he said that he was, you know, basically going there or whatever. I called him a dead man walking. I said, there's no way in the world that he will ever be allowed to testify to anything because you're stepping on some pretty, pretty big feet, you know, in the world. And there's just no way that it's going to happen. So I was not surprised at all that this has happened. And, you know, that was just what came to my mind immediately. And, you know, that's,
so what you're saying, your story that you said before, Flight 800 just getting out there, you had talked specifically to people that had seen missiles.
I talked to the father of the kid. I talked to the father of the guy that wrote the thesis, the theory that they used. Let me just get another point across, because supposedly, you know, his little theory was that there was a short, you know, to run wires to the fuel tanks or something like that or whatever. Well, maybe they are. But that, you know, but he said that kerosene is very explosive when, you know, it's a gas. Well, you know, what do you just land? You take off from New York Airport empty? Obviously, a gaseous state where it sparked and blew the whole thing up. It was all such nonsense. And they had evidence, you know, missile residue on the seats and all. Some people went to jail for turning that stuff in thinking they were doing a good job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dave. Thank you for your call, as always. Anything else you want to say? Last thought?
No, I'm going to try to come up with a good nickname for your uncle. I think it's going to be something like that with a safe, you know, I don't know.
Well, let us know. Keep us informed. Maybe we'll have a contest. Best nickname for Uncle Kevin. I just like Uncle Kevin,
I'm happy with that.
But let's see what you come up with. That'd be great. Thank you so much for your call, Dave. God bless you.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he is, Dave from New York. Good to hear from Dave. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, Todd. Oh, Brian in New York. We got another call. It's another New York. Maybe we can get some information about what's going on here.
What's the word on the street? That's the question. What's the word on the street?
Brian in New York, you're live on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a New York State, retired New York State correction officer.
Yes.
Fantastic. And that could never happen, right?
No. They took him off of suicide status, but normally with suicide watch, they post an officer in the hallway directly across from the cell with a chair and a logbook. And every 15 minutes he makes an entry. Inmate is alive and breathing, or whatever he sees. Inmate so-and-so, urinated, whatever. Inmate so-and-so turned over in his bed, whatever. Chronicle everything in a logbook, which is a official document which can be subpoenaed.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
If he was what we call keep lock status, and it was like a UI, an unusual incident, like he killed somebody, got into a fight, they strip him of all his clothing, he's put in a cell with not even a toothbrush, and he earns clothing, for not doing anything to, through time, he gets those things back.
Hey, Brian, let me pause you there. There's the music. Can you stay on the other side of the break?
Yeah,
please do. I got a couple questions for you. Thank you so much for calling. We have a retired corrections officer from New York. This is the man we need to talk to. This is great. Stay tuned. Brian, stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're going to get to Brian in just a second. The Power Mall, phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail mix Sherry Rogers recommends, all on sale. Alpha lipoic acid R, grown by nature, the vitamin E, renatured, full spectrum, on sale over the Power Mall, 10% off. 10% off Strauss Heart Drops. Wayne Elliott's going to be joining us this week, so that's exciting. You can sign up for auto ship. 10% off Helon and the Lamb Cream and the Iron Earth, all at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support there and your purchases. We need your support. We deserve your support, and you need these products. So check that out at the Power Mall. Please consider buying from the good guys. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Let's get straight back to our caller. This is, I'm glad that we have Brian here. Brian, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You're a former correction officer there in New York. Tell me a little bit about the protocol. I don't know if you had a high profile inmate you were dealt with or not. I don't know. But with somebody of this stature, I mean, obviously this is the most famous or infamous inmate in the whole country. Is there special things that you would do? I mean, would you even put another inmate in with him? I mean, it just sounds ridiculous how this was handled to me. But let me hear your perspective.
It is ridiculous. I worked for a different government entity than the facility that he was at. But when you have somebody off the street, that high profile, that notorious, that infamous, they get pulled in with what we call IPC, which is involuntary protective custody. There's PC and there's IPC. PC you ask for, IPC you get, you know, if they feel, and he should have been IPC. He should have been in what civilians would know as like a solitary confinement type of situation. Nobody else in his cell. There would not ever be videotape like possible in the cell because you can't put videotape in a bathroom. And normally they have a toilet and a sink and in their bathroom, no seat that they can smash somebody with or anything like that or remove, but they would be in protective custody. They would get an hour of recreation a day. They would not be repped with any other inmates. They would not, they would see other inmates when they passed by another cell, but they wouldn't get recreation in the TV room with other inmates because it's too easy to corrupt them. There's inmates that make a living inside facilities by performing hits, or attempted hits that their family gets money for.
Well, this is all extremely suspicious, the whole thing, how it was handled. When you first heard this news, were you thinking that he was murdered? Were you thinking that he was moved? I mean, what went through your mind?
Well, I would either say one of the two scenarios I believe you and Uncle Kevin were talking about. Either he got the Romeo-Juliet pill, as Uncle Kevin had spoken about. They probably did that to Timothy McVeigh. It's understood that that might have happened with Timothy McVeigh. But either that or they really killed him because he was going to sing for leniency, because that's what he did. He got leniency before, but he's got way too much information. I worked in a facility that was a high profile, high escape risk. And there's books, just like Roy Cook wrote all those books on what to do if the hamburger does what or the customer does this, or there's policy and procedure manuals that take up shelving space like you wouldn't believe for literally every scenario under the sun. There's P&Ps written for everything.
Wow.
Anything and everything.
So the jail broke about...
And they're updated all the time.
So the jail broke about 49 rules just quickly.
Probably in an induction alone.
Wow. I really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And your perspective. Now, during the break, you had said to Uncle Kevin that your mother is dealing with Alzheimer's. I don't want to get too personal, but you got a family member having some health problems there?
Yes, and I'm actually bringing Strauss heart drops to the nurses to give to her. I already checked with the doctor and he's okay with it. She has circulation problems, obviously, and as the Jews say, it couldn't hurt.
Well, there's one thing I also Robert Redfern, he does studies with people's Alzheimer's, has had a lot of success with a combination of curcumin and a couple other things. And he would probably, if you can reach out to Catherine, if you can email us or email Catherine support at powerhournation.com, and she can probably hook you up with Robert Redfern. And I think he'll give you the stuff for his study. And we'd like to help you out with your mom.
We sure would.
And, but he's had a great deal of success on a specific protocol.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. I'll reach out to Catherine and glean that number.
Yeah, support at powerhournation.com. Mm-hmm. And just put, make sure you put in the subject, Brian from the radio or, whatever you want. But some attention so she knows it's from you and we'll get right on it. And we'll hook you two guys up or email so that maybe it'll help you. So I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you so much for your call today, Brian.
Is there any other questions you guys have?
No, I don't think so. I mean, as this develops, I mean, this is just what's on my mind. I didn't know you were going to call. I probably would if I had more time to think of questions. But I think you've really helped us, at least
sure
to
have.
This point, give a great – thank you so much for calling. Thank you, thank you, thank
You're
you.
Welcome. All
right,
thank
God
you for
bless.
For all that you've done.
Oh, you're welcome.
Keeping the show going.
Absolutely.
Love
thank
the-
you. Go ahead. Last thought is yours, Brian.
I think
he dropped. Oh, okay, he's gone. Okay.
He dropped. Yeah.
I hate going over guests. You know, right?
Oh,
we have another caller.
Awesome.
Great. We're getting callers today. This is fantastic. Well, it's a big story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bob in South Carolina. Bob, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me, Dan?
Yeah, you're a little soft. Yes. Todd, can you turn him up a little bit? He's a little soft.
Yeah, you're real soft on me, too.
Okay, is you better now? You sound a little better now.
Well, okay, yeah, I can make it out okay.
Perfect.
Low, but
you're
I can
perfect
make it
here.
Out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Dan. Have you ever seen anywhere in your lifetime on TV or in real life or whatever, them taking a dead body out of, you know, picking up a dead body and putting it in a vehicle to go to the morgue with their face uncovered?
No.
No, never. Never.
That's what that I found really strange. When you're taking a dead body in a gurney over to the vehicle that transport them over to the morgue, they always had a sheet over them, over every part of their body, the head mm-hmm. and everything.
Or a body bag.
Great
point.
Or
a body bag. One or the other. What was that all about? Was that like, you know, intentional photo op to prove
yes.
to the world that Epstein was dead?
You're sleeping.
I'm 60-40. Let me put it the question to you, because I think I'm 60-40, 60 being, I think they, gave him the Romeo and Juliet drug or some kind of drug that makes you think you're dead, and then they get him later.
I'm with you on that.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm with,
he's got a lot
I'm
of money.
I'm with you on that, because it's either that, or, I mean, you know, he couldn't possibly say anything, because then, you know, I mean, the whole deep state thing would just fall apart. So, I mean, they had to either kill him, or they, you know, he's been so good to him in the past that said, well, we can't kill this guy. He's one of ours. Well, let's give him a new life.
I think it's too dangerous to kill him. Because it sets a bad precedent. Now, you know, like I said earlier, that Maxwell's daughter, what she's thinking, oh my gosh, I better do something, you know. All the other people get desperate. If you don't take care of your own, then that kind of, that's bad business for them.
It is bad business.
Well, either way you look at it, it's a massive conspiracy. I mean, it's like, you know, it's even up there with 9/11, so.
Oh, that's
very
a great
good
point.
Analogy.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. What do you make of all this where we are right now? We have, the Epstein dead. We have the gun stuff going on. We have the stock market crashing, negative yield curve, China going. I mean, these are all major stories by themselves, but they're happening simultaneously.
Well, yeah, this is all synthetically happening. I mean, it's not happening on its own. It's happening by design.
What do you think the goal here is, and what for somebody like you, where you live, what's most important to you?
Well, I look at the chemtrails that I've seen since the very beginning, back in the early 90s. You know, that's when alternative talk radio really started taking off, when the internet started coming up back in the mid 90s, and then now they're coming out with the 5G, and you guys probably know as well as I do what that's all about. I mean, that is some dangerous stuff that they're going to be injecting us with, these dangerous radio waves. And I think that the whole goal is just mass depopulation. That's what they're working towards.
You know, if you would have said that, if you say that to your family, what does your family say? Or you know, your neighbor or something? Do they?
Well, my family knows my opinion pretty good. And
but are they awake?
Well, yeah, they are somewhat. Some of them are, and they, you know, they see what I see, but they really can't. They can't wrap their minds around it enough to really make sense of the whole puzzle. You know, I've been at this for 20 years watching all this stuff, and really that takes a lot of time doing all that, and most people just don't have the time to dig into, you know, that kind of deepness.
Well, is there anything else? Last thought is yours. Anything else you'd like to say? Really appreciate you calling this morning. Very good point. I'm glad you brought that up about the sheet. No sheet over them. No body bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's it, Daniel. I just wanted to pop that in there.
I'm so glad that you did. Great to hear from you this morning. God bless you, Bob.
All right. Bye.
Wow. All great points. Great callers this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these are all important. Every one of those points was very
right
important.
On.
Yeah. Some other news. You know, we talked about Chinese bank. You know, we're getting off Epstein for a second. I mean, we'll see what comes out or see what's done of this in the next few days. We'll learn more. But obviously, it's a conspiracy. The cameras were off. I mean, give me a break. Cameras are off. The guards didn't check every, you know, we just had a former guard or somebody worked at a correctional facility. They didn't check on him for hours. Nobody checked on this guy for hours.
Ridiculous. So,
it's just that in and of itself, maybe, you know, a video in the hall or something. I don't know, but the cameras turned off. Nobody visiting him. Conspiracy. That's a conspiracy. We talked about Chinese bank.
Well, I got the second biggest story.
Go ahead.
That I got my Power Hour Kevin Gmail account.
Oh, you want to mention that now?
So if you, if you ladies would like to call me or email me, thepowerhourkevin@gmail.com. Men, if you would like to email me, it's powerhourkevin@gmail.com. And others, if you are another, I would like to hear from you.
There you go. PowerHourKevin@gmail.com. You can, you got a little fan club going. People are calling.
That's what I heard. So I might as well, I might as well give them something.
Yeah, they can email Uncle, there you go. You can email Uncle Kevin directly.
Directly. I'd love to hear from you.
There you go. I gotta introduce that a lot better. If you let me know
I thought it was good. Okay. I liked it.
There you go. HSBC Bank, the head of the CEO, he was fired, mutually let go, whatever, a few days ago.
I know.
I talked to Daniel Esselin this morning because I was trying to get a bead on this Jeffrey Epstein thing. And by the way, I asked Jeffrey Epstein, I said, Daniel, point blank, is he alive or is he dead? Did they kill him? He says, I do not know.
Yeah.
I do not. All the above.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Crazy. Obviously, it's very, he's radioactive. Anyway, so we started talking about Chinese, money. The head of the HSBC supposedly brought $400 billion over to China to hold up their central banks.
That's
to
right.
give them the liquidity.
And we were talking about that about 12 days ago, that their banks froze up.
So
they didn't have any, liquidity.
So now he's fired.
They need us way more than we need
talking
them.
About China.
Yes.
China. What do you? I was going to play the video. We don't have time today. Maybe we'll do it later this week. Maybe we'll do it when Lowell's on. This is an important video. Andy McCarthy, who is a former federal prosecutor.
And on Fox.
Right. He's a Fox. Right. Now he's a Fox contributor.
Contributor, yes.
He was on Fox talking about the background check. They, you know, Trump's for background checks. And so the host asked him about red flag laws. If you know what, if you don't know what a red flag law,
it's an evil
thing.
Law.
Yes,
evil.
You say to the police, well, my neighbor was yelling the other day, and he's got guns. I think you should go get rid of him. Then they go to the judge and say, Judge, this guy was yelling, and this neighbor felt scared, and so we need to go get those guns.
Anybody knocks on my door and saying red flag thing, I got to have my Constitution in one hand and my .45 in the other. And
yes.
Say, come and take it.
Yeah, red flag, they better say black. Yes, Todd? Another caller.
Excellent.
Great. Hold on 1 second, Ken. Just stay right there. Let's finish this thought here.
Okay.
Andy McCarthy, federal prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He should know the Constitution, you would think, right?
You would think.
He goes on, and he, out of his mouth, he said, rights are not absolute. He said, these red flag laws are constitutional, can be constitutional.
I heard that. I almost threw up.
I said, what? Do you understand what we're dealing with,
and
ladies
he lists.
And gentlemen?
I'm going to put that on the right now. He lists.
You're going to make fun of him.
I got to make fun of him right now.
You're going to make fun of him. Well, a lot of people list.
I know, but.
But if you're unconstitutional,
you list.
You're going to get made fun of.
Exactly.
I'm with you. It's kind of like Ginsburg, the troll under the bridge.
The bridge. Yeah. We didn't like that lady. Still don't like her.
Exactly. I don't know. She said the Constitution was outdated.
And she favored the United Nations one over ours.
The Declaration on Human Rights. Anyway.
Get to your guess.
The video is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
don't believe it.
No, the video about this guy. Right, don't believe what he's saying.
Yeah,
don't believe
what he's saying.
But I just want you to see what these
morons.
These are the people that prosecute things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going there and you want your rights defended, and this is his attitude? He couldn't spell Constitution if he gave him a dictionary.
No.
He's a federal prosecutor and a Fox contributor.
Yeah, he could lisp it. Sorry.
That's funny. I don't care. It's time to make fun of these people.
Exactly.
I mean, if they're going to be
against the Constitution, is against me.
If they're going to be bingo.
Thanks.
That's right. They're against, not only against you.
Us.
You know who else they're against?
God.
God Almighty.
That's exactly
right. That's right. And it's about time people start making that connection.
That's right.
You know, rights are not absolute. Well, who gave him your rights, Andy?
Andy. Not you.
Not yet. The government gave us our rights?
Yeah.
No. Rights are absolute because they weren't given by you, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
You lisping moron. See, now I'm going to get emails. All emails of go right to PowerHourKevin@gmail.com.
I'd love to hear from everybody.
Look, we're not making fun of lispers. We're making fun of unconstitutional
moron
lispers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to our so glad to have callers this morning. Ken in Maine, you are on air live on the Power Hour.
Yes, on this Epstein case thing.
Yes.
They claimed that he tried to commit suicide and there's scratches on his neck. The only way scratches occur on your neck, if you're trying to remove the person's hands from around your neck. Okay, it's not because he wanted to torture himself before he killed himself.
That's a good point.
That's a good. That is an obvious point that people are. For you to have marks on your neck, you would have had to basically try to choke yourself, is what you're saying, Ken.
And there was a $200 million hit out on him on the street.
Yourself. He was trying to remove the hands from the inmate that was in there with him. So mm-hmm. that inmate failed, so they had to take another path. And what this is all about is. Under Islamic law, there's no pedophilia. So if you declare Islamic law, none of these perverts can be arrested. And that's what they're after. That's what they're driving towards. But my real reason for calling is this. I don't care if a person's blind, crippled, lame, dying of cancer. I can tell them how they can be healed. And it's very simple. Get a dictionary and look up the word rapture. And the definition is in John chapter 16, verses 19-23. And if you try to keep God's law as though your life depends on it, you'll fail. You'll fail 7 times in 153 days. But at the end of that 7th time, he will appear. It's called the beatific vision. And when you see him, you can ask him to heal you. Now, of course, you have to believe God, so, you know, and you have to believe him beyond your own intellect, which, you know, most people aren't willing to do. But that's as simple as it comes. And I hope some people will take this to heart. If you're dying of cancer, what have you got to lose?
Ken, it's great to hear. You sent me a letter before, and I've called you. I remember now. It's great to hear from you. I thank you for calling in. Maybe we'll talk again soon. Last thought is yours. We're going to have to, we got to go. It's about the end of the segment. So the last thought is yours, my friend.
Okay. Hey, all praise, glory, and honor be to God. And if you're praising yourself through your pride, you're robbing God.
Great point.
Yep.
Our whole country is robbing God.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Ken. God bless you. Have a great day. Great callers today. These are all great points. You know, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I didn't even, you know.
Yeah.
You don't try to choke yourself, you know, or the only way you're going to get scratches on your neck is if somebody's trying to choke you.
Yeah, and they have that $250 million hit out on them.
Well, who told you
that was on the line, on the wire.
On the internet?
On the internet.
Well, that's more reliable than CNN.
It is more reliable, especially came out with some people that I trust very much.
Okay, well, there we go. What were we talking about before? Oh, this red flag law.
Mm-hmm.
That scripture, if anybody that Ken just mentioned, John 16:19-23. If anybody wants to check that out, thank you, Ken, for bringing that up. These red flag laws. These federal prosecutors, they think red flag laws are constitutional.
And they're out of their mind.
Gary Willis is the guy from Maryland. He's the first martyr. Remember when this happened? Mm-hmm. This is months ago. I said, God bless him and his family. He is a martyr. Mm-hmm. He's going to go down as hopefully a hero, when it's all said and done, that people remember this time that he would not relent to somebody coming to his door.
You're not taking my gun.
And who knows what the truth is about what the police said this.
I don't believe a word the police say.
Well, that's...
You kill somebody.
This is like the government. This is like CNN.
They're protecting their butt.
Right. My default position is I'm suspicious of everything they say until proven otherwise.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. my default
position. Just like Thomas Jefferson. You and Thomas Jefferson are twins.
Right. Exactly the same on that point.
I am sitting next to greatness.
Jeez, don't get carried away. Yeah, but you're in the dark corner, so you
can't, I can't see it. Over here. I cannot see the greatness.
Yeah, let you. Yeah, the darkness is illuminated by the greatness emanating from over here.
It's those three spotlights you got on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin, you can't have a little bowl back there, Dad, now.
Yeah, turn your Trump watch on. Maybe read. A couple minutes, but we have a lot of callers, and it's great to have callers. So we had a lot of news that we missed. Go to thepowerhour.com. Some of these we'll cover later in the week. Some of them are important. Leaked documents show White House is planning executive order to censor the internet. Trump administration is drafting executive order, if upheld, could essentially end free speech on the internet. This is at the same time stopping the censorship. I mean, we are on a razor's edge, teetering back and forth on some of these issues. Every one of these major issues like that, you got to watch how the talk goes back and forth, and then all of a sudden it'll leap to the opposite side where you think this is going. Mm-hmm. So maybe this whole thing is to shut down free speech on the internet. I don't know. The most overworked cities in the United States, do you know what they are?
Overworked?
Overworked, yes.
Oh, Lord. No.
Washington, D.C. is the most overworked city in America. In
they never have a recession in Washington, D.C.
They just work.
They just work.
They just steal money and work.
Steal money and work. That's it. That's their job, stealing money.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, great hour.
Yeah,
great calls. Thank you so much, everybody. Lowell Ponte on the other side.
Love Lowell.
We can go over some of these stories with him. It'd be great to talk to Lowell. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-